The new aviation security law requires all checked bags on commercial flights to be scanned for explosives. A year from now, by December 2002, that job is supposed to be automated. But there are not enough machines that can detect explosives, and it doesn't look like there are going to be enough. And the government's looking for ways to produce more. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Federal officials hope manufacturers will come together and mass produce the explosive detection systems. Envision, the company that makes most of the EDS machines, can produce only about 7 a month. So the company is seeking help from other manufacturers. Envision Vice President Don Mattson says the company will need an industry reaction like that during World War II.
Bringing all hands to play, we were able to build Liberty ships and in a matter of days, and the same kind of focus could take place and the same level of energy expended.
The government says it needs at least 2,000 machines in order to scan everyone's bag for explosives. Right now, it has only a small fraction of that. They're scattered at 50 airports nationwide. For security reasons, the FAA doesn't say which airports have the EDS machines, but two of them are out in plain view at Chicago O'Hare's United Terminal. They look like giant CAT scan machines, and they work the same way, too. It starts out like a car wash. The bag goes up a conveyor belt, through the dangling rubber flaps, and into the depths of the scanning machine. Inside, an X-ray tube is spinning around, scouring for explosives. Certain objects in a bag will trigger an alert. In this case, it's a box full of Samsung electronic products belonging to a traveler from South Korea. Christine Garcia is the Argenbright security officer on duty.
I'm going to rerun your bag without this in it.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to put it back, okay?
Until now, those who had their luggage scanned for bombs were overseas travelers and domestic passengers selected by the computer profiling system. All others were presumed not to have explosives in their bags. Cahill Flynn is the former head of security for the FAA. He says the new mandate on baggage screening shows what the government thinks of the current computer-assisted passenger screening.
Implicitly, because they have set this short deadline, the government no longer has confidence in that CAPS process, and therefore the only alternative is to search the bags.
Not everyone is convinced that explosive detection systems are vital. One of them is Congressman John Mica, chairman of the House Aviation Subcommittee.
Our job now is to see what it will take, how much it's going to cost, is it possible? And then if it isn't possible just to do this through a technical screening, what other means are available?
Mica hopes to get answers at a hearing he holds today. He thinks that Congress, in its haste, under intense pressure, may have set an unrealistic goal in mandating 100% screening of checked baggage by December 2002. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.